If you're here in this place or watching by streaming or watching in the days after, the Spirit of the Lord would say unto you that divine destiny, by the purpose of God, and by your own elective choices, have brought you to this place. Some are continuing on a path of which they've been. Some are returning to a path. The Spirit of the Lord would say, I have a divine destiny for every person that is listening and hearing. For the next 20 years of your life, if you'll let me, will be the most productive, the most power-filled days that you've ever witnessed on the planet, and you'll be part of it, says the Spirit of the Lord. For many, this is not an announcement of something different than you understand that you have been on a path. But I'm telling you that the path is intensifying. And those who will choose to be a part of it and step into it will become part of the move of the last day and the last hour, church. Things will be expedited in places and in ways that you never thought possible. And you'll move in my presence, and you'll move with authority. And you'll become, as I said to Saul of old when he was anointed king, you'll become a new man. You'll become something that you do not recognize. You'll become a new woman. Gifts and callings are on this path. But most of all, the place of intimacy that you have never known, even at your finest hour, is upon you. So embrace these things that I'm speaking of, says the Spirit of the Lord. Live with a place of expectancy and be very faithful to that which you know. That which you know will bring you all the more into that which is coming and now is, says the Spirit of the Lord. Even those that are spiritual have not seen into me the depth of the things of this hour. For I'll reveal to you, those that are coming in and those that are at intermediate places and those that are full grown, what has been hid in secret because you were not mature enough to this point for these things to be revealed. Great revelation is coming to the church. More than just the revelation of the expedience of my word, but the revelation of presence, power, truth being manifest. I want to manifest my truth, says the Spirit of the Lord. My truth has been preached, but I want to manifest my truth, says the Spirit of grace.